You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. Although 65 is still New Zealand's retirement age, there has recently been an increase in over 65s in the workforce for a number of reasons. Researchers such as Nush Herman from the co-created Ageing Research Centre believe that having older adults in the workplace should be normalised. I spoke to Nush about ageism and breaking the stigma around over 65s still working.
Why should we normalise older adults, let's say those above retirement age, in the workplace?
I think this, it's not really accurate to think that older adults in the workplace aren't a normal part of the workplace. With more people that are growing older and they're in good health, many people want to stay in the workplace or need to stay in the workplace. There really isn't a fixed point where you would consider that old age sets in and people should be retired by that age.
What age-based discrimination do older adults in the workplace face?
Well, there are all sorts of discriminations. I think technology is probably one of the most prevalent. People thinking that older people aren't as tech savvy, or that people should make way for younger people to move into more senior positions. But if we look at the latest statistics in New Zealand, there has been an increase in the percentage of adults aged over 65 that are in full or part-time employment. This has increased, I think, to 24.1% in the last census. And the largest increase in people staying in the workplace is people aged 70 to 74. So that's up nearly 3% in 10 years.
And if this has become a more recent trend, does this say anything about the economic or socio-political state of the country?
I think it does. Certainly with declining birth rates and an increasingly older population, you would want people to stay in the workplace as long as possible because you don't have as big a tax income from younger contributors.
Do you think that laws around superannuation should be different for over 65 still in the workforce?
That's something that in the New Zealand context I'm not as familiar. I've been in New Zealand for 2 years, so I'm very familiar with the context back in Australia. In New Zealand, people can access a pension at 65, but also the superannuation contributions have been anywhere between 3% and upwards of what people want to contribute, whereas I'm familiar with the Australian context where it has been 9% for some years and has just been increased to 12%. That obviously gives people a much bigger savings as they move into their retirement.
And before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, we've got a panel session on here at the centre tomorrow on ageism. And so there'll be a number of speakers talking about a variety of different issues to do with ageism. And if we can counter those ageist attitudes, not only towards older people, but it also does affect a lot of younger people as well, and erodes their well-being. There's research from the World Health Organization around ageism being associated with an earlier death, 7.5 years, and poorer physical and mental health. So it's important that we move more towards intergenerational connections, normalise people, whatever age they are, being in the workforce. And that's a really positive thing for society.
That was Nush Herman about breaking the stigma around having older adults in the workplace.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.